I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders for an update on the latest with what's happening with the possible change of the Marquette Redmen nickname. Here's more with Bill Saunders.
We continue to have our monthly public meetings, Board of Education. We continue to solicit input from the community. We want to make sure that everybody's voice is certainly heard in this matter. The Board of Education at this point, I don't think is really prepared to make a decision yet. And because, again, we're not sure that we've heard from everybody. Probably just before Christmas is when the community really became engaged. This issue goes all the way back to really October. And as I've continued to tell folks in the community, and as I open Board of Education meetings and other things, this is an issue we really have tried to kind of avoid. We had phased out the old logo, went back to inception, which was the Block M Redmen Redettes, completely unrelated to anything native at that point. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, we still had a number of folks that continue to approach us every year asking us to change. If you look up the names in a dictionary, whatever, it comes across as a racial slur. Certainly wasn't intended that way. It wasn't originally used that way. We were the Redmen based on the red sweaters that were worn. After homecoming in October, KBIC Chief Schwartz, because that incident had gone viral, came to meet with me, came to meet with the Board of Education, and he asked that we change. And we felt at that point it was at least prudent that we at least open this up and take a look at this issue again. We started a committee. The committee gave a report. That report is not binding. That was just a report, a recommendation from those folks that were on the committee. I think a lot of folks in the community thought the decision had been made when the committee gave their report. And yes, the committee is not the Board of Education.
A lot of times decisions are made and you put out the call for public input and you don't hear from anybody.
Sure.
That hasn't been the case here in particular. We've heard a lot from the community, both sides of the issue. What's your thoughts on the community getting involved in this?
It's great. We are the school for that represents the community, the community school. You guys all know the adage, it takes a village to raise a child. So we're involving the entire village as we look at making this decision moving forward, how it impacts certain groups. I think we have to keep it. The focus is really, though, how it's impacting Marquette Senior High School students. And and that seems to be the one piece that we haven't talked quite as intently about. But as certainly as we continue to move forward, a lot of feelings, both sides of the issue, the board for quite some time got a lot of emails, a lot of folks expressing themselves. We do get a large turnout at our Board of Education meetings, public input. I want to say the last two meetings have been probably 3.5 to 4 hour meetings. So we've held those at Kauffman Auditorium. So that's good.
How is that splitting? I mean, what are you hearing? Are you seeing one side definitely dominant over the other?
No. This is a very, and this is, you know, what makes it so tough, I think, for the Board of Education is it's a very split issue in our community right now, and a very divisive issue in our community right now. And we know as a school district, as a community, the best way for us to function is to have unity and harmony moving forward. We need 100% of our community support behind the schools, and ideally that's what we're striving to come out of, is some type of outcome that doesn't have winners and losers but has everybody united behind our community school.
Any kind of timeline right now that you can talk about? Maybe?
No timeline has been. I think that would be a disservice if the board actually set a timeline. Now, when they feel like maybe they're getting close to have some type of vote, then we would certainly put a timeline out. But to just rudimentarily put a timeline out when maybe all the information hasn't been shared, then that would certainly be a disservice.
That's Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.